For the record, can you tell us who you are and what your field of interest is?
Hello, my name is Lucas Mix. I am an Episcopal priest and an evolutionary biologist. I have been working with NASA for the last 25 years on the search for life beyond Earth, and I am deeply interested in this question of what we mean by life, both in theology and in science.
Okay. So you have worked with NASA-funded research, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think NASA is so, it seems so out of left field in a sense that NASA would fund some theological research? Why do you think NASA is interested in that?
Well, I think we need to start with the science research, which is to say
Yeah.
that NASA has exobiology and astrobiology programs, which are doing the scientific work of figuring out what it would take to convince us there is life elsewhere and what the context of life is astronomically, geologically, in terms of planetary science, and all these other things. And from that, part of NASA's mission has always been studying the societal implications of space research.
Okay.
So recently, NASA has done a little bit of work. It's a very small portion of what NASA does on astrobiology, thinking about the societal implications of astrobiology, what it means to look for life, as well as what it might mean to find life.
Okay. All right. Do you think that there is a problem or a guard for Christians against finding extraterrestrial life?
I'm always scared when I hear people talk about Christians not being able to discover things. I'm a big fan of come and see. I think that there are Christians who are really concerned about what life beyond Earth might mean for our relationship with God. And I think those are great questions to ask. My sense is that every time we look to God and ask, "Am I special?" God says, "Yes, and others are special too." We want to have our privileged place in the economy of salvation, and I think Jesus has a privileged place in the economy of salvation. But I'm not sure that that means humanity does, other than our particular role there, much like Israel has a very particular place in the economy of salvation, which is indispensable and important. And yet, that is not to say God can't be working more broadly in the world.
Okay. So does your specific area of research with NASA, does it cross over into the theological realm?
I started actually doing evolutionary theory and the development of photosynthesis. I moved into interdisciplinary communication within the sciences and did that for about 10 years. And it's only the last 10 years that I've been working on how all of this relates to theology and social sciences and humanities as well.
Okay. So were you in the clergy role first and then moved into the science, or science role first and then into clergy?
A very popular question. I think I did them both at the same time. I did my undergraduate in biochemistry and comparative religion, and jumped right into graduate research and preparation for seminary.
Okay. And was there any kind of relationship between those two different fields going on for you? Were they interlocked together?
It took me a while to figure out, but I think there were two pieces interlinked. One is I really love this question of what life means. And I figured out that that was something that I couldn't answer without science, but also that I couldn't answer without theology. And neither one of those was I really willing to, do alone. The other thing is I think I have a vocation to help people communicate. And translating between the language of science and the language of theology, I have found to be amazingly difficult, and amazingly worthwhile. So I spend a lot of time helping people think about the languages we use for the world. And I think that is a vocation and is deeply involved with my science as well.
Hmm. And so as vocation, you're not just talking about a job. You're talking about a way of life.
A vocation is what God calls you to do.
Okay. And so you feel that God has called you not just to, I hate putting it like that, not just to be a clergy person, but God is also calling you to be a scientist?
Yeah, I think God has a call for all of us. And it would be silly to think that was just about these special ministers of the church, but all of the Christians, the priesthood of all believers.
So theologically speaking, for you, what does it mean to find extraterrestrial life as you're engaged in that search?
I think that God is so much greater than anything I could ask or imagine, and have always been most surprised and most delighted when I find out I just didn't have a clue before. And so I like looking in odd places to see what God is up to. And, you know, I think what could be better than finding an intelligence that wasn't human intelligence, that would have this whole new perspective on God and the world. I just think that would be amazing. So I don't know whether we will find extraterrestrial life or intelligence in my lifetime, but I would love to. And in the meantime, I think that I've learned a whole lot about myself and my planet just from trying to ask these questions in a meaningful way.
And as an astrobiologist, what evidence are you seeing currently that suggests that there is life out there?
I am honestly pretty completely on the fence. I think there is water everywhere. There is carbon and nitrogen and oxygen and phosphorus and sulfur in such abundances. And there are planets and even liquid water. It seems really weird that we would be the only place that this was going on. If it is, that means something special. So whether we find life or not, it would be, I think, pretty significant.
Do you, this is more of a playful question, but have you, I guess all of it has been a little bit, but especially this one, have you seen some suggestions in scripture about astrobiology and life elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I turned to Job first. And the interesting thing about Job, not that Job is talking about, so at the end of Job, there's this wonderful portion where God is talking about all the things that God is doing that don't have to do with humans, wrapping up with Leviathan. And, you know, whether we take that literally or whether, you know, even has to do with Earth, I don't know, but it talks about just the extent of what God is doing and how we're a little piece of it, an important piece, but a little piece. You know, if you want to look for things, there's some pretty wild stuff in Ezekiel and Revelation that I think you could say, oh, that would be a sort of cool way of thinking about extraterrestrial life. I am a fan of looking to scripture first for its personal and moral significance and second for its scientific significance. So I don't want to say that is evidence of extraterrestrial life, but I do think scripture is consistent with extraterrestrial life. And we might surprisingly find that stuff that we assumed was about us wasn't really about us.